Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Alicia with your 10 a.m. Headlines. In local news, the Made Local Market is returning to the Brisbane Showgrounds this weekend. This is one of the largest indoor handmade design markets that will run for both Saturday at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The market will hold over 120 local businesses that will showcase their one-of-a-kind creations for only a $2 entrance fee.
A new ferry service has launched with permission to stop at popular La Bolsa Park. The 52-passenger Mooloolaba ferry is expected to increase tourism and public transportation services in the region. Co-owner Darren Smith said the residents of Bindia will now be able to get direct access to the Mooloolaba side of the river, and tourists will be able to get off at the park and enjoy the barbecuing area and walk up to the lighthouse where they can see the whales.
In national news, millions of red crabs are scuttering from their burrows and forests on Christmas Island and are migrating towards the sea. The migration is expected to be one of the largest migrations of crabs in recent years. Heavy rains have caused these crabs to migrate, which will cause traffic delays and road closures.
And research published by the Lancet Planetary Health in 2021 found that 4 to 6 billion people could be at risk of malaria or dengue fever by 2070 because of climate change. Research scientists from CSIRO say that global warming could increase the transmission of mosquito-borne diseases like the Japanese encephalitis. With the recent increase in temperature, rains, and heat waves in the state, it is causing the perfect conditions for mosquitoes to breed. Professor Burkett from the Australian Institute of Tropical Health and Medicine recommends using insect repellents containing DEET, wearing long-sleeve clothes, and checking any pot plants and saucers to make sure they are emptied or covered.
In international news, the Indonesian volcanic eruptions of Mount Lewotobi, Lucky Lucky, on Flores Island has forced over 16,000 residents to evacuate, while at least 9 people have died. The volcano erupted on Sunday night with smaller eruptions in the following days. The local government has declared this a state of emergency for the next 57 days. Unfortunately, thousands of these residents are having to relocate permanently as similar eruptions are anticipated in the near future, says the head of Indonesia's disaster agency.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of some showers late in the afternoon. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 33, and the fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.